The long-term sustainability of farming was a major topic of discussion at a corn and soybean future forum held last week in Frankfurt, Germany by Bayer Crop Science. Farmers from all over the world talked about some of the challenges and opportunities facing agriculture, including several key leaders from the United States, like Roger Zylstra, chairman of the Iowa Corn Growers Association.
I think that as farmers, as corn producers, we face many of the same problems. We have government regulations. We have consumer acceptance. We have public understanding of what we're doing. Those are all issues that are really challenging to corn production everywhere.
Indiana farmer Kip Tom talked about what he calls the social license granted to agriculture.
You know, I talk about social license, and that's mainly in regards to the resources we have available to us, whether it's the land, the water, the environment that we work in. We have a license to make sure that at the end of our lifetime or our generation, that we've returned it to the next generation in as good as or better condition. In the end, we're all tenants. We may think we own the land, but in the end, we are tenants.
Richard Wilkins, a soybean farmer from Delaware who serves on the American Soybean Association Executive Committee, believes that farmers have basically the same goals as the rest of society when it comes to sustainability.
From a farmer's perspective, remaining in business over the long term is what is the number one principle of sustainability. But I'm convinced that that being employing best management practices, being good stewards, and doing all the other things that that society is asking for responsible, sustainable production is also the answer to long-term profitability.
Getting down to specifics, Soybean Association President Ray Gasser says the biggest sustainability issue facing agriculture today is weed resistance.
Really protecting the technologies that we have and using multiple modes of action. We have to, as farmers, we have to be aware of that, and we really need to be proactive and make sure that we protect the technologies that we have, because not having those weed management technologies is devastating.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.